Memoirs of an Empress. Look at me checking in here with y'all, real nice, real swift, sitting outside in my back of my apartment complex. All these mosquito hawks. Nasty. I never seen no bug like this in my life. They look like they eat mosquitoes, but they don't. I don't know what they are. I've lived in New Orleans for 3 years now, and this is my first time seeing mosquito hawks. But I've relocated, so I guess where I stay, since it's closer to the river, is a lot more bugs. Who knows? They don't bother me none. They harmless. I'm just sitting back here watching the sunset after Maghrib prayer time. I'm getting there. Ain't doing much. Queen pushing the baby around in the stroller. I got the food in the oven, cooking me a roast, some carrots, rice and cabbage. Wish I eat my rice and cabbage. We ain't up to nothing. Still living this life of ascension. Still in the safe house. Yeah. It's like I gotta stay here until law relocates me. I've been here for a few months now. Not a fan of it. But I feel blessed to have a safe house. But sheesh, I'm ready for what's next. I am ready for my next. Damn. All praise to the Most High. I got to the point to where I don't want to talk on the phone no more to people. Who do too much? Them kids? Why are they mad at your Barbie dress? Ask them if they mad at your Barbie dress. How they know you ain't wash up today? So why would I put on the same thing I had on yesterday on a dirty body? That's dirty. So I'm gonna put on clean clothes. I'm gonna wear dirty clothes on a clean body. I don't know. The kids don't make queen. I don't know what to say, baby. And do, but you wanted to wear your Barbie dress again. They said they want to be pretentious and they want to be superficial and they want to ask questions about things that don't got nothing to do with life. Cause y'all kids, y'all can talk about a million and one other thing. But if they choose to be shallow, that's called shallow, shallow and superficial, only worried about clothes and materialistic stuff and pretentious, worried about how they look to other people, then you're going to have to let them be. It's a lot of people like that in this world that are shallow. Because they was on some weird stuff. I know. Nobody feel like, well, they want to rip your dress. They some hating ass little bitches, okay? Oh, all right. Well, that's right. At least you peeped game and disappeared. I wouldn't stand around to wait and see it out. Ain't nobody about to conspire against me, making a conspiracy behind my back. In my face to your ear. Push your sister back and forth. You don't gotta walk around since they wanna act funny. And then when she ain't got no little friends around, she wanna call your phone and be your friend. Go ahead, push it that way. Just walk back and forth. I'm back, y'all. She don't wanna know who Elijah is, cause soon as Elijah come down here and give her a run for her damn money, she ain't gonna wanna know who Elijah is. Well, she gonna meet Elijah, cause Elijah coming over. These little kids, what we say. Child, we stay in the apartment complex. We stay in the project. I'm calling it a project. I'm calling it is what it is. Like, I don't. They call it apartment complex. This is the project. My project. Huh? We don't belong here, Queen. We know that. This is a safe house. They told my daughter she don't belong here. We don't belong here. Like, the fuck? Don't nobody want to live in misery? Here, with a bunch of fucking sad people? Girl, leave me alone about these churn, okay? We finna go inside. We can go back to where we need to be at when it's time for us to get there. Just right now is a no. Bring my baby back inside. These getaway kids. I usually don't even talk crap about kids or nothing like that, but this is the first time I've ever moved somewhere and said, "Oh, there are the goat man kids." Like, they gotta be raised by parents who was influenced heavily by the goat man, because ain't no way an innocent child shows attributes of the damn goat man. Like,
parents,
With no respect. Yeah, I put it in the rules. Hey, little mama. Hey, little girl. I'm about to feed you in a second. Hold on. I'm about to pull this paperwork out so I can read. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, my God. Bring me the charger. Baby food out. I said, let me see. Cause she have a whole damn fit about this phone not charging her phone. I got bias too many charges. I'm mad that I don't live in a radius of GoPuff. If you don't know what GoPuff is, I don't know what to tell you, but Google it. Plug it in. I'm mad I don't live in a radius of GoPuff. The inconvenience of not having that convenience. No radius of nothing. We can't get no deliveries back here. We lucky we have two grocery stores on our list. God damn. The law got us all the way in the back of the back of the back of East Bubba Fudge. That was actually better, to be honest. Yes, the stores was right there. Metairie was right there. I forgot what that place was called. It wasn't called Jefferson. It was called something else. Some weird ass backdoor name. I don't know. I forget what it was called. I'm gonna figure it out. It's gonna come to my memory. I gotta feed the baby off. Memoirs of an Empress. I miss being able to talk to y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I don't know what's going on in the outside world too much because I be inside, in the inside, in the inside. Like, I only live here in the physical. I don't be here. I don't be here unless I have to. What? They went inside when we went inside? They some followers. They some followers. Oh, they was plotting.
Yes, I told you. They're spying.
Well, I got a lot of those too. I went through a lot of what you're experiencing growing up. Yes. I went through a lot of that. A lot of bigotry. It's called bigotry when somebody prejudges you because you're different than them. Because we made a rattle. Because I put rice in the old medicine bottle and made a rattle. They thought we were broke. Close the blinds and pull the windows down for me. I'm about to feed you, Mama. If you know to my channel, this is like the radio podcast, like a radio. If you're new to my station. We be vibed out in my own way. That's why shoes are important.
I had shoes on.
Those shoes are too small? Do they hurt your feet?
No.
That means they're too small, baby. You have to let me know these things. I don't know unless you say something.
I was saying that
earlier. That's what you were saying. Yeah, you have to let me know these things.
Oh,
ooh. Go put a sock on it. You gotta get a first aid kit. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even know what that was. That's something you put in your purse.
Yeah, that's not bad thing.
Yeah, that's something you put in your purse.
It's, oh.
Yeah, they stooped real low. I don't even know what the fuck they sent. I don't want to talk about it. It was the fun dip for me because you said you didn't like that in the summertime. I ain't say nothing. I'm on my business. Because it wasn't my idea. At least you know who the one that really make it fun. Because it ain't them, clearly. Like, at least you know who really make Kwanzaa fun. Because it ain't them. Fuck. They sure would try to paint the picture like they the one doing some shit, though. Fuck. Excuse my language. Oh, well. I don't care. I openly channel on my channel if you don't know that, by the way. This ain't no, I openly channel. I live my life and, like, tuned in, tapped in. So I only record when I'm being led to. Queen, why you hurt yourself? Put a big sock on. Put the black sock on. We need a first aid kit. I don't got no band-aid. Not even one. I can't get over that. Like, goddamn. Y'all gonna send a pocketbook first aid kit like I don't have a child. Shut up, Jazz. Be grateful. At least they sent something, right? Fuck. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Fuck. I'm sorry. I would not have wasted my Amazon on a purse, travel size, convenience, maybe going to another city, first aid kit that goes in a purse. I just wouldn't waste my money on it. That's something you buy because you want to get cash back at a store but don't want to spend a lot of money. Not something you order on Amazon. I'm sorry. I'm trying to leave the subject alone, but you brought it up, Queen, and now I'm really sitting here thinking about it. Like,
I know. It was like a small gift they had. I got a present from it. $50.
Everything all together probably came to like $50.
Yes.
All that fucking bullshit. They could have just sent me the $50.
They could have just sent us the quantity that we wanted, the groceries.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, y'all could have just sent me the money. I don't, shut up, Jazz. Be nice. At least they sent something. It's still not working? Give it here. Let me see. It must be something wrong with the charger. Stop snatching it out like that if it's something wrong with the charger. Queen, stop playing with me. You're making me get loud for no reason. You want something to be nice to it? You be nice to it. You being all rough and rigid with the charger, like, ooh, like, I wouldn't work for you either. They for Miss Candace. They for you, TD. You eating them carrots, baby girl. Stuff in her face. It burns. Oh, it burns. Oh. I don't like them girls. They was plotting, huh? They thought you was slow. They think you slow. They must think you slow. Like, what the fuck?
And then she kept talking about, I'm a little hoe and watching.
What? The disrespect. They disrespectful
said,
like that?
Said,
oh, so and now she a bitch. Oh, she's showing off. Say why. Asa, listen, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to slow this down. We're going to bring this tone down a little bit, okay? Let me let you in on a little, on some keys. Let me let you in on something real quick, right? It's okay to be better than somebody. And it's okay for something to be beneath you. And when I mean beneath you, I don't mean in a cocky way. I mean, no, I'm too good for this. You don't got to sit around with no little girls that talk like that, walk like that, dress like that, or act like that at all. So they stalking you, and
yes.
They stalked it, so they going behind.
Then when I was talking about her mama, then when I was talking about her and stuff, she was talking about, then she
That's not even what, it's the fact that I don't even want to fight. I just want to be outside. It's not that that's my weakness. That's not a weakness for you, babe. It's just something that you just don't. Yeah, that's not a weakness. That's just like a, I'm too good for that. I don't need to be out here fighting so y'all can rip my Barbie dress. Uh-huh.
The tall one? Mm-hmm. Then when that happened, when one of the other girls tried to beat me up,
like all them people, so they could jump you and try to make you hurt your face and rip your clothes up because they're jealous of your face and your clothes that they don't like, that they say they don't like. I'm confused. I grew up like that. Asa, I went through all of that. I actually still go through that as an adult. I mean, of course, I've moved around it, and I'm not in that type of, I don't live that type of lifestyle, and I'm not around those type of people, but yes, I go through a lot of bigotry. It's like, I don't know, it's like they're inspired by me, but they don't like that they're inspired by me. They like me, but they're mad that they're like they like me. I don't know what it's about. It's fucking weird. You'll understand it later in life. You're gonna have to, because I had to. Shit. Everybody experiences it in their own different way. But because you're a free kid, meaning you could think for yourself, you like to do things, you're creative, you're intelligent, you're remarkable, you're not just out, like, you're not superficial. They don't, you just need to be around children that's like you, that's all. No, it's not even a Coke. No, it's not. It's the same one that was in my room. You keep plotting on my last ginger ale. You keep plotting on it. You keep plotting on it. I told you last night, I got two ginger ales left. I. Me. Not us. This is not a us thing. Listen, your phone charger? Is it charging?
Yes,
Let it
it is.
charge. Sit it there and let it charge. Go push your sister to the window. Come on, come sit the chair by the window. I need to do something. Yeah, bye. Who they? I'll talk to you in a second too, Jalil, when her phone's not charging. Her phone ain't charged. She didn't leave her phone on the charger. I tell her to call you back when she's done. Come over. Come sit over here by the window. Hey, Jalil. Assalamu alaikum. Jalil mama's name is not Jalil's mom. What's Jalil's mom's name? How you never knew her name? Her name is Tamika. Tamika. How you ain't know that? Oh wow. I have to take you to Tamika's house. When we go back to Philly to go when we go get our provisions from Philly, we're gonna stop past Tamika's house. Show love. Yeah, when we fly back up there to get our provisions, I'm gonna make sure I take you to Mika's house. I'm like, how the hell? She don't know Mika. Why you say that? No, I didn't switch you up. I don't know how you don't know Tamika. I don't know how you don't know Tamika. I don't. I mean, I have not been around Mika. Yeah, you seen her when you were little. I'm talking about as of now. That's my fault. That's not your fault. That speaks volumes. But when we was in Philly last time, I wasn't in Philly to visit people. Yeah, I wasn't in Philly to see people. I was in Philly to close the cycle out. The fuck? What you need out my kitchen? Girl, I'm about to give you a water. Here, you get some Kool-Aid in a minute. I'm busy. I'm busy. Yes, eventually, Queen Asa. Yes, eventually my meat is in the oven, baby. You know when dinner done. What's dinner gonna look like when dinner done? What is it gonna look like? Huh? But what is it gonna look like? It's gonna be on the table for you, right? Oh, okay. So dinner ain't done then. Unless you want some rough roast, because that roast was not tender. You want some hard meat? You want some. Whoa, Paul. I'm moving past them kids. Queen, that's called minding other people's business. Girl. I can only help teach from my own experiences. I started at the bottom, but I ain't there no more. The bottom. Lower self, ego-driven, devil energy. Low vibes. Toxic, slow death, just getting by, wearing a mask, suffering, negativity. Low vibration, ego-driven emotions include, but are not limited to, sadness, shame, regret, blame, guilt, not giving a fuck, apathy, victim mentality, sorrow, grief, insecurity, fear, lust, false desire, frustration, anger, ego, pride, envy, jealousy, spite, greed, petty. The evils. Just evil. That's what devil energy looks like. Holding on to unnatural thoughts, unhealthy attachments causes mental tension, brain fog, and uncertainty. How low could you go? Could you go down low? All the way to the float. And could you bring it to the top? Like you would never ever stop? The transformation slash transition is in its opposite. It's the ego. Ego means exit God out, rejecting your intuition, rejecting God, doing the opposite of what you truly feel. Do the opposite and start again. Conviction slash belief in your own self, believing that the negativity you feel is real, that the first step, that's the first step to healing. Step one, admitting to yourself that you are not okay, and it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to want to be healthy and godly. It's okay to want divine guidance, divine, Allah, guidance, direction. Ego blocks divine guidance. It's the inability to follow your intuition or trust, the inability to trust yourself. Then who's making decisions for you? The devil? The high horse. Higher self. High vibes. Victory. Success. Divinely guided. Following in the moment. Pure harmony. Allah energy. Positive. Positivity. So what does it feel like when you surrender to your higher self / surrender to God? What does it feel like to allow God to take the wheel? Waking up to life, waking up, awakening to yourself at first is ugly. It involves a lot of emotions we are not ready to feel, or it involves facing your own demons, and them bitches is ugly. However, the willingness to want more out of life makes them easier to slay. Accepting the good, the bad, and the ugly within yourself, and the willingness to change. Rewrite your story. Rewriting your story. Creating your history is self-love. To obtain true self-love, you have to learn to take accountability. How can you change if you don't know where you messed up at? Or you're not honest with yourself about your mistake? And all that I mentioned above is inner work. What is inner work? Inner work, self-examination, diving into oneself and our inner self in order to know and learn ourselves, understand ourselves, heal and transform. So how does one start the inner work? Like, what are the steps? You start by making a decision to invest in yourself. At its core, inner work is the process of getting to know yourself. It's a form of introspective self-care where you help yourself let go of stuff that ain't no good for you. Example, harmful, negative attachments, habits, peoples, and thoughts. Three steps of inner work. There are introspection, contemplation, and meditation. This part requires the most work, but it's only up from here. I promise you that. It's only up from here. This is the flow. This is in the flow. This is getting in the flow of things. It's only up from here. But you will be tested from what came from down there. But listen, three steps of inner work. Introspection, contemplation, meditation. One, introspection, the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional process. Introspection can look like sitting alone and reflecting on one's thoughts and feelings. Examples include practices of mindfulness, journaling or self-monitoring, paying attention to yourself, being mindful of yourself, and writing your thoughts down. Two, contemplation, the action of looking thoughtfully at something for a long time, the act of thinking about spiritual things, deep thought, trying to figure out the real meaning of shit instead of just being on the surface of it. Try to really look at it and figure it out. Meditation. The act of giving your attention to only one thing, an experience that takes you to the depths of who you are. Surrendering looks ugly, it looks hard, and it looks like a lot of work, and it is. However, success, victory, and high vibes are beautiful. This is true victory, love, happiness, peace equals joy. Joy is after happiness. At first, this place of joy is more scary than the darkest times in that dark place. Mostly because it's hard to believe this place is really real. Maybe it's because of the consistent high that comes naturally. A high that you don't have to chase because it always just feels good organically. Only when you're grateful. This place of high vibration is obtainable for all of us. Wanting to be here is a you thing. You thing. Wanting to be here in this place of true victory is a you thing. It's something you have to want. Is your past the whole story or just a portion of it? How do you want your story to continue or end? Hopefully not how it started. Your story starts when you change the narrative. Once the victim, once the villain, now the hero. Save your own life by healing the bad and the ugly so you can start feeling good. NPE 19132. I wanted to share that with y'all tonight. Healing is real. Nobody can fully be healed. Yes, the fuck you can. Ha! Argue me on that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. To nobody will never really be healed. They ain't really healed from that shit. I'll never be able to get over that. To you may not be, but I sure did. And trust me, I'm not comparing nobody's stories, but I got one hell of a one. And if I got through and persevered and what? If I got, shut up. To heal. High vibes. High vibe healing where we vibe high. Like, what the hell? Like, yes, this place is real. Caught it at the bottom, now we're here. Literally. Once upon a time, I was at the bottom of that vibration chart. I climbed up that ladder because I wanted to. Can't knock me off my high horse. Bitch, you ain't put me up here. God did. Who are you to take my rank? Try me. Why my baby making all that noise for? Queen, why she making all that noise for? Me, Eva. She just want to be heard, huh? Me, Eva. Who that baby for? Ooh, who that baby for? That baby for me? Who that baby for? Ooh. You hear her? Ooh, I know it's for me. I know that's right. I got two baby girls. The Lord gave me a baby, y'all. The Lord gave me a baby. Woo! Hello, gave me a baby. He ain't posted no lecture. He posted the classes. The cookbook. He ain't posted the cookbook. He posted something else. He's talking about Shadid. He was live. I didn't get to catch the whole thing, though. Shadid. What's up, little mama? What's up, little girl? Why you looking at your sissy like that? What you want her for? Yeah, she said Jane, she don't even know. Woo. You wanna go inside our room? While that pizza finish cooking? Huh? Oh yeah, I put carrots in the roast. I got carrots from the grocery, queen. I had to hide them because you would have ate them. I know. I saved you one on the counter. You're welcome. She would eat all the carrots before I even get a chance to cook them. They'd be going. I had to hide them. Yes. I hope she said she a rabbit. Eat all the carrots. The baby carrots, the big carrots. Shall I eat all the carrots? I go to cook them. It'd be but three carrots left. Hey, little mama. You was in there being a little doll baby for your sissy? Or you was being a fussy sissy for your sissy? What's wrong? You want any? Come on. Come on. I nursed my baby. See, I nursed my baby. And my baby like to eat. I just got done feeding her them carrots too. So yeah, she do like to eat. She don't get fat though. She just get long. She real long. Pretty little girl too. Very alert, very aware, very perceptive. Like, Allah blessing these new babies to be equipped. They're equipped with a lot of stuff. It's all up to the parents and how they're going to turn out, though. But with the right care and the right nurturing, these some little baby beasts out here. I ain't even going to lie. They're born well equipped for this world. Allahu Akbar. I see it all in her. I'm grateful that, you know, God gave me a baby. Yeah, some things money can't pay for. And joy is definitely one of them. Wouldn't be an empress if I wasn't a nurturer. Wouldn't be an empress if I wasn't a good mother. Wouldn't be an empress if I couldn't grow things from my own energy. Things that don't cost money. Wouldn't be an empress if I, you know, wasn't a healer. It's like carrying the title also comes with attributes. Heavy ones too. Honorable, high honor. But high honor is high reward. High reward is high success. High success is great victory. Most definitely. Grateful for the ones that stick with me. Tune into my channel. I like the way that sounds. I have to start equipping myself to get more acclimated with being on here. Because I wouldn't say get lost in my own world, but yeah, I get lost in my own world and forget all about it again. Because there's definitely a lot to talk about. And I don't know how I keep forgetting to hop on here. Memoirs of an Empress. I'm pretty sure y'all can hear it in my voice that I've changed. Because boy, did I could feel it in my throat chakra how much I changed. It's fully active and fully empowered. It's fully ready for use. But I don't, you know, it's not that I'm saying I don't use it. It just ain't time yet. Because when it's time, it's ready. Oh, gosh, it's ready. I'm ready to work. I just enjoyed slash endured slash enjoyed the last 3 years of my life. Like, when I say learnt some shit, okay? Every bit of it. Digested it, too. Ooh, shit that shit out. And you feel good after you take that dump. I don't care what nobody said. That's one of the best feelings in the world. Whew. I get the privilege to say I don't have to carry any of the past into my future. Ooh, that baby got gas. Ooh, that baby got gas. Where you get them eyes from, baby? Where you get them eyes from? Where you get them big, beautiful eyes from? Queen, where your sister get them eyes from? She ignoring us because she in her phone. I don't know what she found to eat. Oh, she eating a carrot. She is a rabbit. You should see y'all sitting over there in the corner eating the carrot, watching YouTube. She is crazy. Strong ass teeth. Biting into that joint. I hear it. Hey, little mama. Hey, little girl. Hey, pretty baby. Asa, stop telling me about these kids. They live here. We don't. We just at the safe house. They, when we leave here, Asa, they gonna be living here. They live here. Like when we move, they gonna be living here. Oh my God! Like we don't live here. This is their community. We don't have to be accepted into this community, as Nene would say. Woo, child, the ghetto. What? Nobody wanna be here anyway. They keep talking to us like this place is something to be like spectacular about. Like, don't nobody wanna be here? We just waiting on the Lord to move us. This is a safe house, mama. This is a safe house. Keep us safe house. That's it. We are under heavy protection right now. So we only got what we need. It's like, I don't know, maybe when you're in the movie and you gotta go to the safe house. And you have to stay at the safe house until it's time for you to get relocated from the safe house. Yeah, that's exactly what this is like. We're at the safe house. Fuck. I can't wait till we go. I'm ready to get on a plane and go shopping. I'm ready for, we need provisions. We gotta fly back to Philly. That's what I'm waiting. I'm waiting for a lot of things. Get the fuck out of here. What? I gotta go to Philly to go shopping. They don't even have a product store here. What? Ready for my Lord to give me the okay that I can live my life again. Like, all the debris is clear. Like, all right. You done finished out all those cycles. You done went back. You done cleaned house. You done cleaned out all your debris. You have nothing left. You done cleaned it out. Everything's all turned over. Nice and clean and ready to go. Getting it packaged. Finishing touches. Because, listen, I'm ready to have my life back. Yes, I said fuck everything. Per people, places, and things. It took a lot of time. It took a long time. And it took a lot of healing. But I was able to do it. I was able to leave the past in the freaking past and be content and happy with it. Leave the past in the past with love. All praise to the Most High. I was able to do that. Leave the past in the past with love. People, places, and things. And with no heartfelt drops to say, I'm turning back. Like, I've witnessed. Man, listen, they didn't even know they was under investigation. That's all I could say. Under heavy investigation. They did not even know. That's all I could say. If some of the crimes that was committed against me, oh baby, in my face. God damn. With no remorse. Shit. Even an attempted murder. Like, what the fuck? Yes. Like, damn, now I'm just trying to kill somebody. That's how I felt. What? Now just be an attempted murderer. You can't get me emotionally, so you're going to get me with a tragedy? Oh, God. It went that deep? Yes, baby. People. Yes. Yes. Yes, baby girl. Yes, baby boy. It went that deep. Shit was crazy. While I was pregnant. Shit, and that's my baby. 2023. Oh, wow. Everybody was under investigation. They didn't even know it. They were so focused on my baby dad. Everybody. Everybody put all their focus on my baby dad, and all my focus was on everybody. They wanted me to focus on my baby dad. No, I'm going to focus on you. Why are you worried about him? Fuck. Why are you worried about him? Never in my life seen so many people during my pregnancy don't even ask about the baby, just want to know about the daddy. Why? Get off his dick. Don't matter what we going through. I'm pregnant. Ain't you my peoples? Like, you worried about what me and him going through. Aren't you my people? Like, isn't this my baby too? Like, what the hell? And the fact that I lived in reality the whole time while being pregnant, like, not gonna lie, like, a lot of people just didn't get it because I understood what was going on. Like, I had a child out of wedlock. So I didn't expect my pregnancy to be easy. Nor did I expect it, the relationship with the dad to be easy, because it's a curse that goes on the parents. Not the child. That curse goes on the parents. So it's going to be nothing but discord. It was done illegally. How are you going to get expect halal results out of something that's based in haram? It's a child. I have a child of the bed. I wasn't married. So I expected shit to be hard for me. But I also took my lick while I was pregnant. Me and my Lord knew what was going on, so I took it in every way that it came. You gotta pay that shit back. I just chose to do it while I was pregnant. Even though pregnancy and giving birth is an expiation of sins, I still wanted to. We had a covenant with my Lord. I knew what was going on. So while people was putting all this attention onto him, the father, never directing it towards me, I went inside because I'm not worried about none of y'all. I started doing my inner work. Like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not doing this to my life again. Like, I'm not doing this to my life again. Like, what? You came too far in life to find yourself in a situation like this, and you know better. So I had to check myself and pay some shit back because I wronged myself, and y'all worried about him. Allah deals with people how he see fit. He put people in situations because how he see fit. He put you with people to learn lessons and to gain things and to gain new knowledge so you can move forward and become a better person if you learn your lesson from it. Why y'all worried about that man and his journey and his lesson? And most of the people that was putting all of their focus onto my baby daddy throughout my pregnancy and after my baby was born, motherfuckers wasn't doing nothing for me. Well, why he ain't doing this? Well, why he ain't doing that? Well, why you ain't doing shit? I don't have any more. Eat it. I'm tidying up the kitchen. Let me get this together. But for this, I'll take this meat out the oven. Yeah, that shit was wild. They were so focused on him, and I was so focused on me. And now they looking at me like, how the fuck she do that? Everybody looked at me like, how the fuck she do that? I had to go back home to Philly because my lease was out in my other apartment. I moved here. I signed my lease June 2021. I signed my lease. So I had a 2-year lease. My lease was up. This was May. I moved back to Philly. So everybody looking at him like, your baby dad couldn't do this. Your baby dad couldn't do that. Wow. Most of these motherfuckers talking don't even got their own shit. And I'm about to have a baby in 3 months. I think I was like 6 months pregnant at the time. I'm about to have a baby in 3 months. I don't got time to be down here trying to figure this shit out. About to have a new baby and push a new baby out. I'm about to go home. Me and him agreed on it. Went home. I'm not thinking my people's going to do me no type of way. Come on now. I was just living down here for 2 years, taking care of everybody under the motherfucking sun while taking care of myself, 1,090 miles away from home. I've been paying some rents. I've been paying some phone bills. I've done a lot. I've done it all. While I was 1,090 miles away, figuring out life for my motherfucking self and healing from all the trauma I went through back home in Philly. I still managed to stand up. So I ain't thinking that when I come back home for these next couple months while I'm pregnant, last trimester of my pregnancy, and about to have my baby, it's going to be much of an issue till I find us a new crib. They damn here. Anymore. Oh, like, I ain't put all that pressure on my baby dad. That's a lot of pressure. My baby dad just came home from, he's a juvenile lifer. He just did damn near 20 years in jail. I met him 4 months after he came home. Everybody knows that, though. Everybody knows that. Like, yeah, he got the means to get to a bag, but there's still a lot of things in this world that he need to learn that he has never had the opportunity to learn, that y'all grown-ass motherfuckers that never even probably went to jail or did a long extended bid is doing right now. So I wasn't putting all that pressure on him to figure out things. Like, he don't know how to do every motherfucking thing that y'all know how to do because y'all got lifelong experience out here. He just came home. That'd be a burden for me to do that on him. Like, whoa, that's too much pressure. He just learning his motherfucking self. So no, I never expected him to have it on a 1,000. Didn't expect that. And you know, it's best to not have certain expectancies on people, but they were just so focused on why he ain't doing shit that they not doing for their motherfucking self. I just wanted him to grow. Like, I can handle this. I can hold this down. I know what I'm doing. Okay. I know what I'm doing. I wanted his baby. They wanted me to not want his baby so bad. Somebody offered to fly me to Philly and pay for an abortion for my motherfucking child because they felt like they didn't want me to have a baby with a nigga from New Orleans. And this is family. This was supposed to be family. Because they felt, because he not from where I'm from. Whatever bias, bigotry they had towards them, against them. And I'm like, I'm just listening to people talk. Like, I'm never making that decision. That was never my decision, you know? I wanted this baby. I wanted his baby. You can't lie about that. I just wanted it done in the proper way. He just wasn't ready for that. And we still decided to engage. It was wrong on both our ends. So, who am I to hold resentment, grudges, or be bitter? Like, we were both wrong. We loved each other, yeah. Still do. But in order for things to be right, it gotta be right. God gotta be first. And if he's not the forefront, it ain't nothing. It's gonna always end in disaster. Because he connects hearts for a special reason in a special way. Stop flickering the lights. Thank you, babe. Let me finish tidying up then. Whatever. Like, it gotta get done right. Like, in order for the union to be unified, with harmony and love and joy and happiness and peace and all those things come from God. You gotta go through God to have that within a union with the person. We did it wrong. I get it. I accept that. So everything was to me, honestly, that's the beauty in it, because I'm happy I got to learn throughout this whole process of being in a relationship with him more than I've learned and loved and felt and grew and seen and with anybody I've ever been with in my life. Like, I can't say, oh, he gave me the best run for my money. No, he gave me the best food for thought without giving me nothing. Without giving me everything. Like, what? This man made me want to heal myself so I could help him heal. Because I couldn't help him heal because we suffering from damn near the same thing. He need help in places that I need to help. So how the hell am I going to help him? And I can't even help myself. So let me help myself. Let me go. Let me grow. Let me heal. And I'm still expecting him to want to experience fucking life. He just came home. I wanted him to experience life. Go have fun. He thought, like, the only way it'll work between us is if he did what he did just to keep me, when he just never really realized, like, no, bro, she rocking out with you regardless. Like, unconditional love is unconditional. Like, you just didn't have to do all that. But that's also the immaturity that comes with growing, because he never had experience with, I'm me. Like, I'm not something you just come across, let alone get to be with, let alone get to live with. You know, or procreate with. Like, I'm not just a, you know, but he didn't know that. Sticky just came home from doing 20 years in fucking jail. No, he don't know the difference between a divine female, a divine feminine, and somebody that's trying to act like one. Because a damsel in distress loves to come off and pretend like one day they could be the divine feminine. No, they not. That's they act, because the divine feminine is just doing what? Figuring out a way throughout life, worshiping God, being a woman. It's something you born like this. You don't wake up like this. You don't turn into this. You don't just magically be. No, you're born like this. Like, I could hold some type of, oh, because this happened and that happened. No, I live in a higher purpose. And within that higher purpose, you have higher thoughts, and different thoughts live up there. So the worldly 3D thoughts, they come and they go, but they don't live there. They don't live in my chest. They don't live in my heart. No. I know the love that I shared between that man was real. So you can't nothing ever tell me anything different. That love was so real that I wanted to heal. So I can love it and love him for real. So I can really love. because I loved them, but I just didn't know how to show it how I wanted to. It just kept coming out in the wrong ways. Like, I didn't mean it that it just kept fucking. I had to heal because he was also triggering me in places where I haven't been triggered since a child. Like, he brought that child out of me. Like, I got to be all ages with him. First, I was authentically transparent through and through, like, all phases and ages and stages of me with him. No, we didn't grow up together. That's just how it feels. I really can't describe it. Like, the shit's wild. But that shit triggered me so deep. Yep. And also a catalyst to my major spiritual awakening. Like, bro, I'm all for it. Love it. Absolutely adore it. I've never had a spiritual connection with anybody in my life. I didn't even know what to call this shit, okay? Why do I keep dreaming about this man? Since the day before we even, you know, had relations for the first time, I started dreaming about him. Like, what the fuck is this? I ain't never dreamed about no nigga like this in my life. And that was when? March 2022? Whew. That shit took me by storm. I was happy. I was scared. I was weirded out. I'm loving somebody. This shit's so weird. Bro, kill my ego. Beautiful, though. Thank you. That love transformed me. I ain't even gonna lie. And when I gave into it, when I finally surrendered to it, when I accepted it, because wasn't nobody gonna give me that feeling. Like, once I seen that, I didn't need a lot of examples. I just needed to see. Like, I seen that, I'm like, oh, no, never mind. I am too old to be trying to play. I mean, I went through a lot, but all in all, I met love. And that lovely-ass baby. All praise to the Most High. Like, I got to test the depths of love. That shit so good. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, well, I remember the first time me and this man locked eyes, that thing said, ooh, way. Whoa, what's that about? Whoa, what was that about? I can't, just a little bit. I'm like, I'm going in the house blushing and shit hard. First time ever having a telepathic communication with somebody, like a spouse. Not the first person. The first person was Dr. Dubois, and I thought I was tripping. I thought I was tripping for months. I thought I was just tripping. I ain't even going to lie, because he was teaching me stuff, but he wasn't saying nothing, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I'm like, this nigga got, like, some type of telepathic communication with me? But, yeah, but with my baby dad, we talked to each other. Bro, that shit, wow. And it's scary in the beginning. Man, this shit crazy. If you listen this long into this thing, I love you, because I love you. That's all I'm going to say. But this shit is wild. Woo. But I bless y'all and all, because I like to enjoy moments. I like to enjoy the depths of learning these things and really taking the time to, you know, actually heal instead of letting my ego run the show and be a hoe. I'm like, whoa, no. Since I've been with him. Like, I have yet. I'm not going to say no, because we're separated. We're not together. But since I've been with him, it's been him. So I don't... A roster? What the fuck is that? I haven't... We got to go all the way back to 2021. Unless, I don't know. I tried to bag somebody, just a little bit of my ego, to see if I still got it. But at the end of the day, like, been with somebody? No. Like, that'd even be weird. Like, you're not my person. Oh, I learned that too throughout these years. Like, that shit called a person. Because you can't just give them a label, because the shit got so much depth to it. It's wild. Like, this thing that only God can do. I can't tell you nothing else. Like, this shit's so organic and so decent and so pure. Gotta come from God, because the devil can't play no tricks like this. Like, no, not like that. Stuff for the law. Like, not like that. Like, Layla had a law. She had doing the mom and the Rasulullah. Like, I read Quran thinking about this man. Like, tethered. Listen to lectures and think about this man tethered. Like, it's a tether that you can't break. Like, even if you try, it don't matter what you do. That's why I said it was no use in trying to fuck the pain away. Like, that shit's never gonna work. Well, no use in trying to go that route. Let me figure this shit out. What the fuck is this? My first time experiencing heartbreak. Like, whoa, that shit hit hard. Flaming like a wrecking ball. Meet the dark night of the soul. Like, whoa, who are you, my God? Change your ways. And then you actually change your ways between you and God, and you start to make the little effort. You got to keep that shit going until it becomes a normal life, a new normal life, a better, cleaner, healthier, toxic free. It's a lot of fighting in between, but with yourself. But whatever. It's pretty dope. So I don't have no bitterness towards my baby dad. I don't care what we went through. Like, that baby is forever going to be a symbol of our love. Forever be a symbol of our love. To forever be a symbol of our love. Love, love. Baby get the best kisses. And she look just like her daddy. Just like her. Mannerisms like him. Funny faces like him. Look just like him. I love it. I fucking absolutely adore it. That's truly a blessing from Allah. Because that's what I made dua for. Like, okay for that. He's been in jail his whole life. He didn't have the opportunity to make a baby. To have children. You know? So I definitely, you know, prayed. Why is baby within my stomach? Hell yeah, all the time. For him to see him in a child. That's all I wanted them to see. Him and another baby. Before I even got pregnant, I used to say that. I can't wait for you to have a baby. So you could just see what it looked like. Like, see you and somebody else. Because our lives kind of mirror each other. So I know what it feels like to not relate to everything and everybody that's around you. You just want something that you could relate to. So children definitely do that. Makes life more relatable. And everybody deserves to feel that love, to feel included. You know, it's a place in your heart that only certain things can fill, and it's a certain place in their heart that is children. So I definitely wanted to feel what that felt like. Plus, I wanted to see what our baby would look like mixed together, and his genes took all the way over. I ain't mad, though. Like, even in separation, he's still here with us. His baby, his energy. I think that's love. Like, I refuse to have another man inside me with his baby inside me, or laying in the bed beside me with his baby beside me. Like, the thought alone is painstakingly uncomfortable. And I'm not one to push my kids aside for a nigga. So just like jumping and trying to move on into another situation just for ego-driven purposes, it's just not something that shit's so uncomfortable to even think about. I'm not even going on. It's just so uncomfortable to think about. I love that man, yeah. We went through a lot. I never want to hurt him. But you know the way God is, he set things up, so some people gotta learn it. They gotta learn certain things certain ways under certain circumstances. And it's not up to us to try to manipulate it. That's magic, like that's black magic, like to try to manipulate a situation to work in your favor. You gotta learn how to let go and move on. And when I say move on, move forward with whatever you got going on, because one person's soul journey and your soul journey is two totally different soul journeys. It's how y'all souls come together. Like how y'all, when it's time for y'all to unify, or if it's to be unified, if it's in Allah's will, yes, you pray for the best. But you also have to step back and let Allah do his job. Like, I'm not in control, trying to control the situation and make me a fucking, what? One of them people, I would be like, I'm fine. But I know one thing. That's for true. The truth stands the test of time. The lies always crumble. So I'm going to continue living my truth. And pray that, you know, you woke up. I don't want to stay wake up. I want to stay woke up. Woke up is awake, already awakened, like can see, can feel, is ready, like, you know? Could have did, it's not what you do, is how you do it. And it's done and it's over with, so you can't even play with it no more. So it's like, all right, like I'm not even gonna lie, the whole situation, the whole one called relationship, or connection, I'm gonna call it a connection because that's so much better, because them other labels is just labeling it and it makes it uncomfortable for me. Within the connection, like, just manipulation, that's it. Like, if it, you didn't have to manipulate, but that's something you have to learn, because the manipulator always get manipulated. So you just didn't have to manipulate, but that's something you have to learn. I had to learn that. Like, you can have what you want in a proper way. You don't have to manipulate it. But it's a false sense of control that we have in this dunya. But everybody got to learn how to shake that shit off and surrender to Allah. You know? I would have, like, it went the way it was supposed to go. But I wasn't going nowhere regardless. When I first met him, my intention was to help him heal. Like, not heal him, but to help him heal. You understand what I'm saying? I seen in his own eyes that he had the power to heal himself. And I knew I was a healer. And I'm healing myself. So I learned as a healer, you know, you can heal yourself too. So I pray for the best. Because that's what I wanted when I first met him anyway. You know? I seen he was a good person in a dark place. I shed some light. Come on. Walk me home. I shed some light. I show some love. You know? Bring the sun out on your cloudy day. Like, I don't mind. I was with it. I don't know why, but my spirit fucked with him. I didn't know why. I was led to him. I was led to that house. I was led to that neighborhood. I was led to that block. I was led to that everything. Like, it was divinely orchestrated. It was set up to be that way for a reason. But alhamdulillah, they put so much focus on him. Oh, they used to get mad when I would talk good about him. Yeah, would say happy things or say, I don't know. Or, why are you asking questions about him? They would be so mad. But I learned early in our connection that people was hating on me on my side. I ain't see it at first. I ain't see it. So I saw it. When I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why are y'all so invested in, out of everybody I've ever dealt with, out of anybody I talk to, why are y'all so invested in him? I gotta get my baby. Here I come. Your mama right here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Your mama right here. Your mama right here. I learned within the first year before I got pregnant with the baby. I learned the motherfuckers ain't for us. Like, they ain't for my happiness. They ain't for my joy. They ain't for my nothing. They ain't for me. Like, I learned that early. I seen that. I was like, oh shit. I seen the shade. I seen the remarks. I heard. I'm like, what the? There was so many people. Ooh, they was happy. That man had me happy. They felt that love. That shit was real. Ooh, they say, I bet you won't. I bet you won't. I bet you won't. I bet you I did. I'm gonna get off here. I gotta finish my food. Years. Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna get off here. I'm gonna finish my dinner. Well, it's done. I gotta take it out. We about to eat. Memoirs of an Empress. I'm back on here, y'all. Ooh, sometimes I gotta get reminded to hop on. But whatever. Chain gang, gang bang, make my middle finger hang. Ain't nothing changed. My name, P. Crack Cocaine. I don't know where that just came from. It's playing in my head, y'all. And the man goes, zing. I'm about to go listen to Petey Frick. I'm getting off of here. Bye.